Haggadah shel Pesach, Halekach veLibov shel Rav Avram Shor Shlita.
Okay, Simani Haseda. Yesh Loimar. Shel Simani Haseda him k'may mapesh ha-Madina. He said, the Simanim of the Seder, what is Simanim? Simani Haseda. Kaddish, Orchatz, Karpas, what we say at the beginning. Each chelik of the Seder has a different, it's what's called a Simon. Simani Haseda. Ah, interesting. He says Simon over here. You don't have this page. Simon Achoris Hazad. The Simon, in order to say Kadesh Shorchatz Karpas Yachatz, was actually miyusad by one of the Balei Tosfos. Interesting. Ah, so it's a. In other words, it's not the. You know, in other words, it has deep meaning to it. That's the point. It's miyusad by one of the Balei Tosfos. That we have a Simon Kadesh Shorchatz Karpas Yachatz all the way to Nirtza. So he says the marshal. It's like a marshal to a map of a country. Ala map on the map, misumenes nekudas katanis. So, this pointed out, you know, different points on the map. Umiyishin maven, a person that doesn't understand how maps work, near loish is a daf pasha shekishkul of nekudas. So they think, yeah, it's a piece of paper that somebody put tato over. They don't chap what it is. But when you think about it, the roya you see shekol nekudim esamim leirgodo. Every point really represents a whole city. There's tens of thousands of people, buildings, right? One little dot. That's what you think about the simonim of the Seder, Kaddish, Orchatz. Each one is representing very deep things that are going on, the Leil Seder, during each chelik. Simon Kotan, it's a small simon, Shemarames, Umesamin, Ledvarim Gedoilim. Which is pointing towards big things that are happening. Just like that small dot on the map, it's really a huge city. So we have to know and understand all the deep things that are going on at every moment, so that we can take advantage of these heiliger moments and get from them what we can get from them. Just for the sake of clarity, this isn't. I didn't. It's not a shir. I didn't really prepare it before. It's just we're learning it together. So it's a shem. I mean, we do that with other things also. But Mishabur is that way too. But just in case I mess up over here. Okay, Kaddish. Levishas a kittel. Yeah, put on the kittel. Beginning of the seder. Nog v'chlayisol loymar nusach kaddish. All right, it's a minig in chlayisol to say the nusach kaddish. You say kaddish. Oh wow. It's good that I gave that disclaimer just now, because we're about to read some Yiddish. There's the minig. A lot of people have this minig. Among the Hasidim for sure, but other people also. When the Taita kommt heim von Shul, when the father comes up from Shul, tut er sich in a weißen Kittel. So he puts on a white kittel. Right? They say, the kids say it. It's like a nusach. There's a minig. The kids say, when the Taita kommt heim von Shul, tut er sich in a weißen Kittel. Put on a white kittel. Right, there was a real nusach. Like, you had to say it exactly like that. A lot of tzaddikim were makbid on that. And today also, a lot of people have that minug. We see that there's a very lofty Indian going on over here by putting on the kittel. That we can learn from klape how a person is supposed to approach this avoidah when it comes into this to the Leil HaSeder. So he's going to explain. The Taz brings in Shulchan Aruch why we put on a kittel, shukain big day mason, because it's like big day mason, it's like tachrichim. Because of that, the Taz says even an oval can wear a kittel Leil HaSeder, because it's anyway a simon of mason. Shimon Schwab explains the Taz. I guess in his safe, and I have that safe at home also. What's the name of the safe again? Yeah, the big one. Yeah, Shimon Schwab explains. Kano yoidim shana ashilifnei pidas adam yoilim kashavayis ha'eis tzav es bonim es beis ha'achra. Before a person leaves this world, when he's telling his children, you know, giving them that tzavah, how he wants them to carry on. At that moment in a person's life, he's only saying true things. He's real about what his life was. And he talks about the most important things. You know, he's not going to talk about petty things at that moment. It's going to be the things that really matter. Kain Eim Advarim, so too, should be the way a person talks, but let us say them. Kashay is Yashet Ishudi, Liad Shulchan. When a Jew sits down to the table, has said it, the Seder table. All of the das he has to know, Kemiris Hagodets or Chloyme be Emes. He should say with God with Emes, Ubederech Shayim Sulabonav Amitis Amasaris Midor Dor. And in the way that he's giving mamish over to his children, the truth of our Messiah from one generation to the next. Right, it says, tell your children. In the Sfarim, they explain it, to draw them. Yeah, like in the Gemara, we have sometimes, like Agid Gabe means it's connected. And Agud is a group, it's a connection. So they say there's a remez in the word vigadito, besides it means, saying over. It's Lashon Hamshacha, drawing them in. Tahainu b'yecholus gadol namshich emuna Torah bebanav. He has a person has a special ability, leva seder, to draw in emuna Torah into his children. Are they sibbutzis giving over the sibbutzis mitzrayim? Umilel zeh yumshach liban levod Hashem. And from this night, their hearts can be drawn to levod Hashem. In other words, there's a special koyach on this night. That if he tells over his words and he means them and he tells them, he believes in the emes of the words that he's saying and he believes in the chashivas of the words that he's saying, just like he would talk to them a minute before he dies, and his mom is trying to tap into that type of seriousness, you know, that type of chashivas. So there's a special segula on this night that it can go into the hearts. Begadetu levincha. He's saying that's the remes of the kittel. Wow, that's unbelievable. Oh. Saying that's the remez, that's what Shimon Schwab, that's the remez of the kittel. That's what explains this taz. Umavur b'svarim. Umavur b'svarim, it says in svarim. Ki al apostik shenemar al hasid lovay v'heishu levavis abarim levan mechav oisim. Right, we know the nevuah for the hasid lovay v'heishu levan mechav oisim. Pirish Rashi. Rashi learns the pasuk. They've always albanim and b'shvil banim for their children. To return the generations to their source. Right, they've always the fathers will turn their hearts for the sake of their children, because they want to bring them and connect them also. And that's a Rashi learns the pasuk there, and that's the Indian of Leil HaSeder. Shalel Pesach Shigam Oz Yishas Karvis HaDoiris. There's a closeness between the Doiris. It's the night which is the auspicious time to connect the Doiris back, because it's the night of Yigadz and Levincha. V'Yicholis is a special ability. Okay, we'll stop here. Very smart.